It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ukraine has agreed to accept an immediate 30-day ceasefire in the conflict with Russia during talks with US officials in Saudi Arabia. We're joined by Patrick Bury, defence expert at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst. Patrick, how surprised are you at this breakthrough, the fact that Ukraine agreed as well to halt ground combat?
Good morning, Shane. Not surprised, really. I think, you know, given the way that things had gone over the last couple of weeks and then the repair of the US-Ukraine relationship to a degree and then Ukraine's willingness to go to Saudi Arabia, this was just the predictable next move. Basically, with a bit of help from Keir Starmer's government, they've been able to, you know, the Ukrainians have been able to see that they need to put the onus on Russia here. Just say what they need to the Americans, accept things, and then put the ball in Russia's court, as it were. So they've done that.
Yeah, let's get to the million-dollar question then. What will Russia do?
Difficult to answer. You can talk about interests mainly in Putin's mind. It's very hard to discern his decision-making. His interests are he's obviously got some leverage and use out of Trump in the White House so far. Russia has come in from the cold diplomatically already. He will also have the interest in, you know, getting his economy, if he can, into a better place, i.e. quick sanctions relief. But on the other hand, he has some momentum, not great, but some momentum and some overmatch in some areas on the battlefield. And so he will be calculating between those main interests. Of course, mainly his core interest is regime security and himself. Okay. So what I think the most likely course of outcome where we are now is they'll probably agree to it. And I would say it might go quiet for a couple of weeks and then things will start to happen on the front line. They'll blame the Ukrainians and they'll say that Zelensky isn't a leader that can be trusted and he needs to be removed, which is basically their whole information operation to try to get an election held in Ukraine.
So you're not optimistic long term that this can lead to anything solid and lasting?
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
So the last point then is exactly what does the US do when this breaks, and depending on its intelligence. So, and I think that's it, what kind of stick is it willing? We know that it's got carrots. It's probably likely to reduce some of the sanctions quite quickly if a ceasefire holds. But in the longer run, I think it's going to come back to Trump. And what are you going to do if the Russians, in a kind of underhand and slightly grey way, which is the way they work, don't adhere to the ceasefire.
Okay. Just before you go, can I ask you, you've been covering events like this for a number of years. Have you ever seen anything like Steve Witkoff, a real estate tycoon, friend of Trump? Like, it's him, not Marco Rubio, not Keith Kellogg, who was kind of Russian envoy. It's him that's going to Moscow to meet Putin. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. It's how the administration works. And, you know, essentially, I'm not that surprised. The point is, it's deal makers.
Doesn't make it
it's
not people. Extraordinary just because we're not surprised by it. You know, I mean, it is remarkable.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, one
no
of the
diplomatic
things,
experience at all, as far as I can see.
Yeah, but obviously Trump's envoy, trusted, And there with a brief to get a deal without the usual constraints that might be put on diplomacy, you know. One of the interesting things, the way that Trump deals with this is with the strongmen, he's quite fawning to them and plays to their ego, but he sends his team, which are, you know, below him, to be much more harder on them. And he does the opposite with his allies. He acts the strong man, but he sends his team behind the scenes are actually covering things over. So we'll just have to see. But that's part of his strategy.
Okay. Just very finally, do you see long term, do you see some Trump managing to get some kind of settlement between Russia and Ukraine?
I think there'll be a fudge. Ultimately, there'll be a fudge. And it won't really, Putin needs to be able to sell it to his population, really. So that's why there may not be that much coming out about what the concessions they're going to make. I think a lot depends on the US security guarantees to Europe in particular for a reassurance force. But usually what happens in these areas, essentially where it's a borderland between, on the one hand, you know, Western values of democracy and rule of law, and on the other hand, you know, Russian sphere of influence based around dark money and autocracy. Usually when these two kind of powers come into collision in an area, it's a fudge.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Patrick Bury, defence expert at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your high five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.